playbook's an actual play show about making and embracing the change in the stories we tell and the impact that has on us, the players. My name is Claire. I'll be facilitating the game today, and you can find me on YouTube and Twitch at Claire Skies Ahead, as well as on the show I co-host at Salt Cravings. As usual, players today are Rally Darling.
Hey, I'm Rally. I'm clearly a problem. I am online at places. Pronouns are she, her. I'm playing Anya. Any pronouns. And rock and roll.
Camellia Sinestris.
Hello, I'm Camellia. Pronouns she, her. I'm playing Tiffany, also she, her. I'm never a problem, no matter what anyone might tell you. You can find me on twitch.tv/CamelliaSinestris, where I stream every week. And no, I totally fell off there, so you can just cut this part, really, because I don't know what I'm doing.
Lou.
Hi, I'm Lou. You can't find me anywhere. I use they, them pronouns, and I am playing the character Argus, who uses he, him pronouns.
Excellent.
Where do you stand on the problem spectrum?
Problem, okay.
This is important.
Problem neutral.
Very absent problem, you know, just like negative problem, you know, absorbing problems.
Just helpful to point out,
anti-problem.
Just to
yeah.
point out, Lou, they can find you here on Changing Playbooks.
Ooh. Not yet.
I guess they can.
Not yet. Well, they will by the time this is live.
I'm going to cut myself out of this. You're right.
Dear God.
Every part.
It's just a silent
Everything
audio.
You say is just gone.
Because yeah. I'm a negative problem. It's just a black hole. It doesn't actually, no sound can escape it.
Yeah, just corrupt all of the audio files that you've recorded so far yeah. so that we're left with just this gaping hole whenever you speak. Yeah. And we'll sit there in silence and yeah. we'll just play static.
Yeah. Wow, that's harsh.
And today we are going to continue our game of Girl by Moonlight by Andrew Gillis. We are going to pick up in the obligation phase where we, not quite where we left off, but... when we last left off, we saw people return. We saw our little crew returning to the community with Mads unconscious. UV was, you know, a little down. Anya is still in Eclipse, still looking
totally normal. Nothing is
totally
nothing's
normal. Not at yeah. all. Can you describe very quickly? Can you just describe Anya's normal look when
yeah.
transcended.
Oh, normal look when transcended.
Yeah, the super normal way you look when transcended.
Anya normally looks like they're radiating kind of light. Their boundaries of where they are and where they're not sort of blur together as they are at harmony with the world. Their hair... I think shimmers a bit, and yeah, they're sort of like someone turned up the saturation and the luminance on them, and that's for all you people that do visual art stuff.
Rally is commissioning all of you. You will see a paycheck. Just kidding.
Yeah,
you'll
it's
see
coming
nothing.
Right out of our budget.
our budget of nothing.
You can talk to Claire about that.
You can't. And there's a little bit of a dullness. To you mentioned
a patina, before. If you will, but not really. But yeah, sort of a like a cold emptiness to it. I'm picturing it kind of the way that I get when I dissociate and am feeling depressed at the same time. That 1-2 combo of like
when you depreciate,
deprociate.
Otherwise, Argus and Tiffany, y'all are fine. Y'all are fine. It's fine. And you have been making your way back to the community. What is getting settled back in? Is there anything profound that happens?
I think there's profundity in the mundane. So just going home can be a profound experience. Sorry.
Is there anything we're going to zoom the camera in on?
I think Tiffany's mostly looking extremely shocked. Did Tiffany see Argus transcended as well at any point?
Were you transcended when you returned, Argus?
If I had the choice, I wouldn't have been, I think.
Yeah, I don't think there was a reason. There was no narrative reason for you to have to have been. So I think it makes sense. I think it's fun if Tiffany has not seen it necessarily, if that's the direction you want to go.
Yeah.
So Tiffany only thinks one of her friends is magic.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, you also did see UV.
Yes.
You can't explain it. Maybe you can actually explain it as someone who's has more familiarity with the storm. Maybe that is actually more familiar to you than what you've seen otherwise. But that depends on you. That depends on you. You can tell me whether that's something you've encountered.
My inclination would be to say that this is not within the realm of what she knows about. So if this happens normally, it's pretty rare, and any accounts along these lines have historically been discounted.
Mm-hmm.
If that works,
or even put into myth.
Yeah, like it's folkloric, and there, you know, among serious scientists, there's the notion of, well, no, like that's stories people tell. That doesn't actually happen. And here Tiffany is going, that actually happens.
Mm-hmm. So in terms of our obligations, I think this is going to be travel, right? Y'all were getting ready to travel. You got UV back and you're ready to sort of set off. The community was getting ready last time and you are heading towards what used to be one of the major cities in order to sort of restock, get more resources. There's a certain amount that you can get through just like nomadic living, but certain things can be obtained only in a city.
It's a trade hub.
Not quite a trade hub. Mostly just like, instead of necessities, it's like what is the word I'm looking for? That's like the fun things that aren't necessary to live. Yeah, the luxuries. The luxuries that like kind of come from anyone who's like grown up on a farm, you know, like there is always something to do. If you think that there is downtime, it's because you're forgetting that there's a job that needs to be done. I imagine not quite like that, but nomadic living is a lot about like making sure everyone's needs are being met. And so there's probably a job here and there that you always need to do. And the relaxation and the community building is sort of the luxury. However, the material luxuries, I imagine, while still existing within the community, are probably a little rarer. However, in cities, they're abundant. And so whenever near a city, there is this opportunity to acquire these luxuries that you wouldn't otherwise have access to while still remaining nomadic. This is sort of the broad picture of the destination. The place that you are traveling towards is the city of Feinzon. It is what used to be one of the main precincts of the Synergic Precincts, which is the name of the old empire that fell. In this travel, right, there's ground to cover. I think this is where we see obligations fill in. Does this sound good to everybody?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do we do when we get back with Mads? Like, before we get into obligation, how do we settle in our unconscious person?
Can I carry them to the, I don't know.
There's probably like a doctor or a medic or like a healer of some sort who you can take them to. I don't know if you have an answer to that right now. We might see more of that in downtime.
Yeah.
The main thing is, like, the last we saw was us walking back towards town with an unconscious body on the back. So I wanted to settle at least what we do with Mads immediately following returning, instead of just cutting two individual downtimes, because that feels like we're leaving something important unaddressed.
Just throw them in the corner. That's fine.
Toss them in Anya's home. With the goats. Mm-hmm. Lev is... anyways... who would like to start us off with obligation? I'm imagining broadly, there's like a lot of room here to move around narratively, imagine like navigating sort of the mountains and eventually coming out through the other side into a more prairie-like ground. Like it first, the ground levels off, it's still foresty, and eventually like the forest is going to get more and more wispy until you are entering more of a prairies. But of course, there was a huge amount of room in that travel. So if you want hills, mountains, forests, no forests, this is sort of where we would see. Who thinks they would be doing something first? We don't necessarily have to go linearly, but earlier in the adventure, is there anything someone would want to have their obligation be?
Not helpful. I'm just saying, I think mine will be towards the end of the wandering.
Okay.
As a scout?
Oh, yeah, go ahead, really.
I think getting back to camp and sort of the takeaway has been needing to keep extra close to people and maybe babying them a bit to an obnoxious degree. And so as a scout... I think that's manifesting as hypervigilance, and in pathfinding, Anya is always keeping someone within like eyeshot, and maybe in trying to pathfind and everything, being a bit more aggressive and making sure that the way that people are going, everyone's sticking in and no one's falling behind or like kind of maybe corralling people. A bit too aggressively.
When you say aggressive, do you mean like attitudinally? Do you mean like physically? Because I imagine there is sort of this mentality of like the group moves at the pace of the slowest, right? You don't leave people behind. What are we seeing Anya doing?
Probably crossing some personal boundaries and helping. So not aggressive as in like confrontational, but aggressive as in
still,
like
yeah helping without asking.
And that's not always appreciated, but that's okay.
No.
Right, I'd rather make sure you're all right than let you.
Right. And this is the picture we're painting with Anya in this eclipsed mode of like these justifications rolling around in her head, having gone through stuff with UV. Yeah, do you want to give me a obligation roll? This would be either moon or sun for you. This is one of your two lowest attributes. It's moon or stars.
I think it would probably be conceal. So I think stars would probably be right, because it's definitely more about making sure everything seems like it's fine and taking on responsibility than it is about like empathizing with people or expressing anything. It's just kind of dragging people along for their own good.
Yeah, stars is panic and social pressure. But we're looking at obligation. So stars is obligation puts you under social pressure or sets off your anxiety. I think this makes sense.
Yep.
Now here's the thing. You're going to remove to stress because you're in eclipse. This isn't necessarily good though, because you don't want to get to zero. So you're at 6 of 8.
But you do want to be low when it gets removed.
Yeah, that would be ideal. But of course, like you still have to go through 3 more transcendent moves, or you have to meet the conditions of escaping eclipse, which is when someone else mediates your dispute and your halves are able to reconcile their differences. So
good news is we do have opportunities to make connections that feel like
exactly
a good opportunity for that.
Yes, and in downtime, that is an opportunity to do that. Is there anything more you want to show there, Rally, or do we want to go to the next person?
I think there's a level of coldness in the way that it's being done as well, where like it's the fake smile, it's the mask sort of brushing off any concern people show. I think that's like the other side of it, not just like being overly doting, but in a way that's clearly patronizing and from a sense of like these people are incapable on their own. And I think that probably extends to neglecting friends, trying to keep them physically closer, but keeping them emotionally at arm's length. Yeah. Because why not just make things worse? So, go ahead.
It sounds like Lou, maybe we can have Argus next.
Mm-hmm. I'm imagining that after all the to-do of transcending and the stress of that, Argus is feeling very unsettled. And he's going to try to take on a lot of physically demanding tasks and hope to pretty much exhaust himself so that he can actually sleep at night. Oh. I'm imagining it's taking several days to get to our new place. So we do have to like set up maybe temporary camps at night. Yeah. So he takes it upon himself to be one, helping transport all this stuff and also set up camp at night, take down in the morning, not carry people, but maybe there's some people there on a wagon or something. And I'm sure we have some kind of livestock to help carry people who cannot walk far distances, but he's helping with that. He's helping maybe carry some people on, what would you call those wagons that people push, you know, like
wheelbarrows?
Pretty much, yeah, not quite a wheelbarrow, but yeah, like anyway.
A hand cart?
Yeah, like a hand cart. Yeah, he's maybe pulling a hand cart full of stuff as well.
Right, pretty much anything like the that requires... cabbages one.
Yeah, Avatar. Exactly. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, that's what I imagine him doing. Just a lot of physically demanding tasks to help people keep moving.
So you are going to be rolling moon because it is your only one that is one versus sun and stars. You now have two in them. Y'all are getting a lot better than you were.
Well, it's a five.
There we go. There we go.
That's
Mark only
five.
One stress.
Love that.
Boy, I know where this is leading.
So your obligation breaks your heart and drives you to despair. I think you set up like the actions around this. Can you paint a little bit like internally what's going on for Argus?
How it hurts you, one.
How it hurts me, one. I think he's doing all this physically demanding stuff. And maybe at some point he is maybe helping transfer his grandfather to a cart or helping him with his tent and things like that. And while he really appreciates having his presence and it calms him to not have to talk, he does feel kind of bereft of a comfort he's trying to find after the experience of transcending.
Mm-hmm. And one of your friends is strangely absent recently. Anya is just like a little distant, I imagine.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he is kind of, yeah, he's working so hard, he's actually trying, I think he's most worried about Tiffany coming to him with questions. Because,
oh, no. Yeah, guess what she's definitely trying to all the time.
I just imagine
so
him trying to sidestep
Tiffany,
things.
Being
just
avoided
being
by
so
Anya.
Just being like, I gotta take down this tent, I gotta do this other thing.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oof. My poor girl cannot catch a break, and I love it.
Anya's not physically avoiding everyone, but
not, yeah.
Is like mentally absent, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Argus is busy. Busy, busy.
So busy. I'm so busy, yeah.
And I do imagine it's weeks, like bordering on to like 3 weeks, maybe a month, right?
That's a long time, yeah.
It's a long time. Like, y'all are walking at the slowest, right? Like, there are quicker means of travel, but y'all are moving at the slowest pace, which means there are people walking. And when you are walking, 3 weeks is like, it is maybe more than you might imagine, but it's also less than we could conceive of moving in 3 weeks, like in the
especially
real world,
you're
in our world.
Not walking just one person walking with purpose. Yes. You got a whole group, you have wagons, you have children, you have, you're walking slowly.
Yeah, and like you are starting early and ending late, I imagine, right? Like there's sun up, sun down, which is also exhausting. Like it's not just Argus who's probably tired. There's a lot of camaraderie happening, but it is tiring. But it is also like exhilarating, right? There's new sights to be seen over the days. Like there are things that you see that maybe some of you have seen before, maybe some of it is new. You know, the world changes, it's exciting, there's stories that are happening. A lot is happening, but it is also, as much as Raleigh said, there is profundity in the mundane, there is mundanity in the profound. And I think it sort of like at the end of 3 weeks, it does get to that point, which is why, you know, you don't do this every this is a more every now and then, right? It gets old, but also it can be very rewarding. So we are nearing the end, and this, Cam, this is where you wanted Tiffany's obligation to come in, correct?
Yeah, because Tiffany is resource management. And so I think a part of her job when they're going into a larger settlement, which has probably only happened a couple times since she came back, is mm-hmm. to go around and figure out what things people want and apportion resources to go around and get the sorts of things that people want, and essentially like take census of the community to figure out what she is then going to go into the city to acquire. And that means talking to a whole lot of people and asking them a whole bunch of questions. Well, probably only a couple each, but still, it's a long socially involved process that necessarily consists of her essentially telling a lot of people, we'll do our best, but we only have so much.
Right. You're basically making a grocery list.
Yeah, for a whole community.
For a whole community.
Which is not her favorite thing to do. So she has to go around and talk to, and because I'm rolling stars,
yeah.
Involving obligation puts you under social pressure or sets off your anxiety. I think that's very present here because it's under the social pressure to do a good job. And she's very anxious being around a whole lot of people and asking them a whole bunch of questions and being very social.
Mm-hmm. And like, maybe you don't always understand what people are asking you for. Maybe you do. Let's see.
Mm-hmm. There we go. That's what we expect. Oh. That's the one that I expect from Tiffany.
Oh, that's
cannot
a big
catch
one.
A break.
Big
that
one.
Is my second,
catch a break.
It's my second 5 points of stress on downtime of two.
Okay. Oh, God.
So how's this? So how'd it go? Like narratively?
Yeah. Not well. You know, a whole lot of people. It's been a while since we did this. So a whole lot of people are asking for a lot. You know, a lot of them are really upset with her when she tries to politely tell them, well, I don't know if we will be able to get all of that. We'll do what we can. And a whole lot of people respond belligerently or even saying, like, what do you mean you're not sure? Aren't you supposed to be in charge of this? Do you not know what you're doing? How incompetent can you be?
Oh, my God.
Just a lot of beration and even borderline cruelty from people. People calling her an outsider.
I think cruelty is less common.
Intentional cruelty, but lots of like
people
you
are
know,
tired, right? People
you
are
gone
cranky.
For so long, and you don't like you come back and you don't even know what we need or how to provide for us. Like, come on.
I think a part of it is also like people are saying things that you don't understand. Like people are there are these names of things that like you're hearing it and people are just saying the thing where they assume you know what they mean and you have no idea what it means. And it's like,
but I think
you
she
can
asks
either
in
nod,
that case.
Right. And for some people it's explained, but you're going around to like many people and some of them are just like staring at you and explaining it in very unhelpful ways. I imagine you're talking to some people who don't understand why you don't understand.
Like, I see this as basically a bad day in retail.
Yeah. I do want to, like, paint the community. While there are flaws, I think as a whole, there is a camaraderie that is there. However, at the end of 3 weeks of travel, I do think there is an exhaustion. There's a snappiness. But
well, and I'm
I
also
think
trying to lean into
between,
like power and bravado are what is sacred. And so I don't feel like people are going to hide throwing around power or being boisterous. And that like my assumption, and I could be wrong, is that like if people are frustrated, they're very free in expressing it with the expectation that people will just roll with it and it's fine, and it's not fine for Tiffany.
Yeah, I do think the difference I'm just honing in on is mean versus frustrated.
Yeah, so when I said like almost cruel, I meant like really almost, like it's not
right.
Got it's it. Not intended to harm per se, but it's said with utter disregard for Tiffany's well-being.
Got it. There's an absence of thinking rather than a maliciousness.
Yeah, there is a complete lack of empathy for Tiffany's situation.
Yeah, that makes sense. And this is where we find ourselves in downtime. So you've made it, right? You're there. You're not at the city, right? You're not setting up in the city, but you're maybe like a day, like a half a day's walk from the city just to like set up in your own space and whatnot. And I guess, Tiffany, it sounds like you're being sent to the city. If not voluntarily, then, you know, in terms of downtime, what are people doing, right? You've made it. People are setting up. People, like, this is where people are. They know that this is going to be where you are for at least a little bit, like a while, right? So you're not just here for a week. You're maybe here for like a month or two or three or four. So people are setting down roots in a way that they haven't been doing for 3 weeks. People are setting up the bigger things. They're taking things out. The lab is probably being set up again, Tiffany. Like, you probably haven't been able to do a lot of research the last 3 weeks, because that takes probably time to set up.
Oh, yeah, almost certainly.
And Argus, like, there's a real difference in requirement, right? You don't need to be on it as much. And Anya, your job, there's no more navigation to do in this very moment, right? There's an absence of work. It is downtime. Who wants to start?
I mean, I have one extra, so I can start and then also end.
That's a good idea.
If you want.
Yeah, since I get the one extra action during downtime for not being able to transcend.
Mm-hmm. As a reminder, quickly, make a connection is offer vulnerability or intimacy, which is in the spreadsheet.
Yep.
Thank you.
And then the other options are help friend recover, although nobody actually took harm, I think.
Correct.
Yeah, that's true. Everyone resisted harm.
There's no need to help a friend recover.
Oh, wait. Burned. Anya's burned.
Didn't Anya resist that? Isn't that why Anya eclipsed, rather?
Yeah, that should not be there. So I'm going to delete that.
Congratulations. You got the penalties of resisting, but not the benefit. Yeah, so the other options are work on a long-term project and investigation. Everyone gets 2 and I get 3, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I will offer vulnerability or intimacy with... We'll start with Argus.
I'm so sorry. I'm just so busy doing nothing over here. I don't know if I can connect at this time.
Exactly. Like, after weeks of being brushed off, Tiffany's like, no, I am talking to Argus because it has been weeks and I miss my friend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Tiffany has had basically... one person to talk to for the last 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Ida, right?
It's Ida. Like, she has her brother, she has probably her parents, but in terms of people that she can actually talk to about things.
Yeah, when you say talk to, you mean like be vulnerable with and like have a conversation, capital C.
Exactly. And that's a hard spot to be in, especially since I think... in part, talking with Ida, there is always the memory of, you know, I watched her die. It was not real, but I watched it happen.
We don't need to zoom into this, but did you tell her that?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Huh.
I think I don't think there's a way for Tiffany to avoid it because she has zero in conceal. And the first time she talked to Ida, she was probably acting pretty weird.
Yeah, probably. So Argus and Tiffany, where is this happening?
If you have an idea, you go.
Yeah, no, if you have an idea for where Argus is, because I'm the one finding you.
Yeah, I was just thinking, like, at some point, we probably have, like, a lookout tower or something like that. Maybe not a tower, maybe just, like, a slightly raised platform in which someone may sit and look over the plains and keep a lookout.
That makes sense.
I'm imagining Argus took a shift or is taking a number of shifts to do that and therefore cannot leave. When you roll up
I will roll up, but not climb in next to you initially.
Okay.
Hey,
at the bottom of this, or are you like?
Yeah. Because it's not that high, right?
Not like that high. No. Like maybe.
Yeah.
6 to.
How many
10
stories
feet from
are
the
we
ground.
Talking?
Yeah, like one story. Yeah. One.
Like, oh, so like a single story,
hand, right? Yeah, like a single story, and then you're at the top of it. Yeah.
Okay. So like a a lifeguard's chair.
Yeah, it could go a little higher, but we're on the plains, right? How high does it have to be to see everything? You know?
Yeah, not very
high. Is it a chair? Is it a platform? Is it like I was imagining like a crow's nest kind of thing?
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah, almost like almost a gazebo, like, but raised.
Yeah, or you know, like the beginning of Princess Mononoke, where it's kind of like they're in that big lookout tower, not that high up, but it's like kind of a set of like logs that form an X or like a thing, and then there's like a triangular tower at the top or something with a little thatched roof, but it's open aside.
It's been
from
a
that.
Long time since I watched that film. I don't.
It's okay. Don't it worry about it. For it.
Here, is it this?
That's the one. So like that, but not as tall.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
That's my lookout tower.
So I will stand at the bottom and look up. Hey. You got a minute?
Tiffany. Yeah, I got plenty of minutes. Come on up.
Yeah, and she'll climb up and hang out beside you on the platform.
You settled in okay? You got your living quarters set up, but do you need help with any of that?
No, that's all good. The lab is taking some time to set up because it always takes time to set up the lab. But it's good. Are you doing all right?
Yeah. You know, I'm just tired. You know, trying to settle into the new, there's a lot of space to look at out here. A lot of time and space out here on the plains. I'm not quite used to this view.
The view from the city is going to be very different. Have you spent much time in the cities?
Almost none at all. Have you been to this one? Are you going soon?
To answer the first question I need to ask the GM, is this the city where I was studying, or is this a different city?
Do you want it to be the city that this could be a different city? When you were studying prior to the end of the revolution, or
I mean, she was studying until like a year and a half ago.
Oh, interesting. You could have been studying here. I would give you more information later. It would have been quite hard to have been doing research here.
Okay, then probably not. I think she was in a city that was not insulated from the effects necessarily, but not central at all. And it kind of a more satellite, like a large
Got
city
it.
To have essentially a university to study at, like of note, but you know, not so central that the revolution caused immense trouble. Like I think it was spared the worst of it, and it was more of the slow fall as all the support failed.
Yes, that's what definitely I remember you saying then. Previously. Gotcha. Like it took time for the effects to really, you know, affect your academics.
Yeah, like the city was insulated, and then the university was further insulated from the city. And so that's why it took quite a while for it to really dry up. So not this city. I've never really spent time here, just kind of passed through on the way to and from. But cities are cities, and they vary, and they're different, but they're more alike than different compared to the plains, you know?
I think there's just too many people there. How do you say that again? Faison. I don't think they like dogs so much either. I don't know what it's like there. I guess I'll be going with you, but
Yeah. I mean, there's some really neat stuff. I'll have to show you. I mean, I don't know about this particular city, but there's, it's busy and loud and kind of close, but it's also exciting and thriving.
I've heard they sell hot food on the streets. Is that true?
Oh yeah, carts. I mean, not all over the place, but like you find a lot of people, just vendors selling food and other interesting things. Lots of kind of crafts folk who just make stuff and sell it as well. There's some really neat art. Don't get as much art out here. I miss art.
Sure, art's great, but I heard they had kebabs too, like a special Faison kebab that might really grab my attention. So
I mean, we can definitely find it. It shouldn't be that hard to do.
Absolutely. Have you? How have you been?
This whole Anya's time? Magic.
Right. But how are you?
Anya's magic.
Right. Well,
I didn't know that happened. I thought that didn't happen. That it was dismissed. It's discredited. I thought. I mean, it's clearly wrong. But I don't know what to do about that.
You don't have to do anything, you know. Sometimes things happen and you don't have to talk about it at all, you know.
Tiffany looks at you with an expression that can be best described as dial-up noises.
Yeah. And Argus is just looking straight out onto the plains, like he's still doing his job, quote unquote. He just doesn't want to look at you. He just is like, I'm sure you see his ears get red or something. Like he's like just embarrassed or something. Like
But I don't think Anya's doing very well right now.
After, I could imagine after such a large expression of magic, she might be tired, exhausted, spent, you know, that takes time to return to a baseline, you know.
But he's being, I mean, not mean exactly, but it's not nice. And normally she's the nicest.
Right.
I think, shouldn't we be trying to help? I mean, I'm trying, but it's not, doesn't seem to be reaching, really.
We could, I guess people do try to connect to others in times of difficulty. It is the responsibility of the community to ensure we are all together, and we made it all here together. Anya's still here. So what's the real issue? Anya's here with us.
But Anya's not smiling, right?
I guess I didn't see that. I haven't seen much of Anya. What could we do?
Have you seen much of anyone?
Anyone? I guess mostly the backs of people's heads, as I was at the back of the pack, I guess. Grandpa Jasper's needed a lot of help getting here. I just wanted to be with family, have some quiet. I just needed some quiet. I think you want answers from me, but I don't. It's been so long. I don't know what to tell you aside from things have happened that confuse me and scare me. And I want to return to how things are. Because we need to be strong here. We're in a new place. We can't be looking inward when we need to be seeing what is around us.
Answers are nice. But, I mean, that's also, you know, like finding answers is kind of what I do. I just missed my friend.
I think Argus is silent for a moment and just, you know, digests that. He was really expecting an interrogation, but by the way you're coming to him with just kind of expressing how you're feeling and what you've observed, kind of helps him be more forthright and comfortable. Absolutely.
Don't get me wrong. If you have answers, I'm not going to say no, but you know, it's not like I expect you to just know everything. I mean, if I can't do that much, then what was the point of all the studying, right?
Hmm. I wonder that too sometimes.
What was the point?
Yeah.
To learn things. To learn how to learn. To learn how to look and chase and interrogate and question everything. It was wonderful. I missed you and Anya especially, but
do you see anything new when you look out? When I look out, I just see the hills, but has this given you any insight? Like, what do you see now that you have learned how to ask questions, like you say?
I see the way the wind moves the grass across the plain. I see the pressure systems that shift unseen around us. I see signs and signals of what might one day be a storm. I see how the animals respond and the whole ecosystems. Maybe I'm poeticizing a little too much, but I see so much more. I learned to look.
Maybe I'll learn to look too. I don't know what you're seeing in Anya, but I believe you, and if it can help.
Maybe the most beautiful of any of us. Maybe. I mean,
maybe. Definitely.
Everyone's beautiful, but it's easier to see with Anya than most. And right now, there's something in the way.
This has happened before. I don't need to get into it, but it's...
Okay, so Anya definitely is magic. It's not like this just happened once and this is super weird. I mean, it's weird. It's super weird, but like this isn't completely unprecedented?
No, not completely. We can return to a more comfortable place for Anya. There is a way back. I don't know exactly, but I if there's anyone that can do it and help with that, I think it is you.
Oh, no pressure.
Maybe some pressure, but if not, time will run its course. Sometimes in the absence of the skills needed, I've just waited and things have happened, given enough time. Given enough time, the storms come and then they go away. And I'm not sure I like being out here in such an exposed place.
No, it's very weird.
If you sense the wind coming, please tell me. I can almost see it rolling in and wiping out so much.
I'll try.
I think at that point, Argus is going to get a little more distant and quieter as he looks out, you know, checking all around, doing his lookout stuff. If there's any other comments you want to make, you can, but I'm not sure if I have much else to say in this scene.
No, just as Tiffany leaves, because she'll see that it's kind of done. She'll get up and get ready to go. Just, please don't disappear like that again.
He'll grunt and say thank you for coming up.
So do I want to make a roll?
Yeah. I feel like that's confess.
Yeah.
I like confess, yeah. Big money. Let's go.
Is this a fortune roll?
Fortune, yeah.
Yeah. And then zero effect? Standard effect? Zero. Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Effect and position is just for action rolls.
Well,
three. Okay. Well, on a three, each of you is going to, because I'm assuming this was both of you. I assumed there was intimacy shared, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah, then both of you can mark two links, I believe. Yeah, each of you gain two links on the other. We're back to rolling ones, twos, and threes.
Mm-hmm.
As Tiffany should.
Gosh.
The one on my resistance for the second downtime in a row was brutal.